What's up, bro?
What's up, B dog?
You got it, man.
Clap for yourself.
Yeah, man. I needed it.
You know what I'm saying? Give yourself a hand, a round of applause.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm ready for tonight, man.
I'm ready as could be, dog. I'm ready too. I can't front.
Yeah, man. Look, we back. Like I said, last week was our first show back after a little short break, I guess we'll say. And, so we back, man. So we rocking like this for a minute. I think we got a guest lined up, good guest lined up for next week. So stay tuned for that. But just say what's up to everybody that's out there watching right now. As you come in, like, share, and all of that. So I think we got some good topics for them tonight, Matt.
Yeah, I think so, man. There's plenty of news out there for sure.
Yeah. So we definitely want to thank our sponsors, Kim and Coffee, located at 306 Main Street in Senatobia, Mississippi. So discover the rich, bold flavors of the best Black-owned coffee in town. Whether you need a morning boost or afternoon pick-me-up, Kim and Coffee has you covered. Stop by and enjoy a cup of excellence crafted with passion and precision. So thanks again to our sponsors, Kim and Coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah, man. Good stuff down there, Senatobia, Mississippi.
Make sure y'all follow them on social media.
Yes, sir. TikTok and all of that.
Yep.
But yeah, Matt, everything good, bro?
Yeah, man. I was looking at this flyer. We got to get their app. They got the like, share, follow on there, but I don't have the info for their social media page. So I got to get that.
All right. We'll make a note and get that. Shout out to Simone and Frederick Bean holding it down at Kim and Coffee. So, man, we hit the middle of the month, bro. A few more weeks.
Moving fast.
Yeah.
July out of here, dog.
Yeah, man. So I'm looking forward to August 1st, first day back to school. And, no more here in the refrigerator open at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Man, can't wait till the next, I might hold off on grocery shopping till then.
Yeah, Mr. Kearney. I'm
going grocery shopping till school start back.
Yeah. Mr. Kearney, you might want to hold on. We're going to have a topic that you might have some comments on a little bit later in the show. So, but yeah, man, we're going to get to it. As we speak, the Republican National Convention is currently airing right now. I think Trump is set to speak tonight.
Yep.
But, Mac, before we get to that, something took place over the weekend. They tried to take old Mr. Trump out of here, man.
Yeah, man, that's tough.
So, from your perspective, what some people saying it was a hoax, saying it was planned, so he can set the stage for this re-election bid. So what do you think it was, man?
If it was planned, it was genius.
right.
But I mean, I don't like to speculate, bro. I don't want to say it was planned. I don't want to. That's a thin line. That's a tough line to walk. People lost their lives, supposedly. I mean, you know how every time is a tragedy or a mass shooting or something, it's a lot of conspiracy theories that pop up, and they had to pay actors and give it about another week. The videos will be out. I already saw one with the one lady recording saying she was a paid actor, but like even the people that supposedly lost their lives, they're gonna say paid actor. So you know how that go. But I don't know, man. I think it might have been real.
It could be. But like you mentioned, I did see a video where Secret Service was instructing some photographers to pretty much get in place. So I don't really know what went all into it. I found the video, but I couldn't save it.
Yeah.
But
Maybe we post that next week or post it on the page and get people thoughts on it.
Yeah. So one interesting fact that I found out today, where they said that assassination attempts on political figures have historically led to policy and perception. So if it was planned, like you said, it was genius, because they relying on history, I guess, to shake some things up.
Your mic going out.
My mic going out?
Yeah, it seemed like it may be cutting out, like you too far away from it or something.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you good, even with certain parts, but you know how if it's not over a certain dB, sometimes it cut out. It seemed like, I don't know if you was turning a certain way or something, but it okay. Was, yeah.
So, but yeah, man. Yes.
The FBI. Dang, boy.
Could be, Matt. So they were saying just, you know, about assassination attempts have, you know, kind of shifted things historically, you know, during elections and stuff. So we'll see what happens. But I did want to show something from the RNC. I think this was taken from last night, just to show how his supporters are in flux with him. These folks are sitting in the audience. The first lady, she pretty much just got a napkin on the side of her face. But these next two dudes, they got their whole ear taped up.
It's crazy.
I'm like, bro, it ain't that serious, man.
Hey, that's how Nelly had folks wearing Band-Aids.
So I'm just like, what's with all that? So, and I was saying, you know, I was sitting there watching it last night, and I'm like, I want to see the woman, you know, like take the bandage or gauze or whatever it is off. Like, I want to see it.
And they said he was out playing golf without it.
Right.
Hey, have you been watching the convention?
I have.
Man.
So he picked the vice president. He spoke last night. I think dude is what, 39 years old?
Yeah, he's 39.
Yeah, he's so 39. I've been watching him, man. I, you know, just trying to, not just for what we do, but just, you know, so we can be in tune with what's going on in the world, man. So
yeah, same here, man. And I want to say, you know, I pay attention to politics off and on, but obviously as we get older, it's more imperative and we understand more. But now, I've never watched a convention. This is my first time. And nothing else is really on for real, so it's easy.
Yeah,
but I've been tuning in the last 3 days, and it's just, I even posted, like, man, I can't believe this is who's running the country. These are the people, like the people that's speaking. It's like, man, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I was just looking at it, like, I hope whatever job you're doing, you do it better than you write speeches.
Yep.
Because I don't know, it reminds me a lot of like the army, certain stuff in the army. They call it the dog and pony show.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we got those in the retail world too.
Yeah, so I was like, man, it's most of these people are, to me, my opinion, like, the way they speak, the lame jokes they try to tell, the way they try to incite the crowd, all of it was just terrible.
Yeah. But look, not to stay there too much on Trump, but his running or his opponent, Mr. Joseph Rayshon Biden.
Hold on. So before we move on, we was talking about the assassination attempts. So what were you saying about that? Like, typically,
typically, or it was saying that history shows that when you have an election and then you have an assassination attempt, like, it like thoroughly sways in that person's, you know, direction, the numbers in the polls and all that. So it shifts public policy and perception. So
Yeah, I was looking at that. And you can already, you can see all of, like, I looked it up, did a little research on it, and you can see all of the ways that is happening right in front of our eyes, like the sympathy and support, him potentially having potentially been a martyr, political polarization, calls for unity, security and policy changes, the impact on democracy. And then they was talking about, in a sense of the U.S., Reagan and how the attempt on his life led to a surge in his popularity and widespread sympathy.
Yeah.
Then the same with Gabriel Giffords in 2011, which is crazy. Nikki was telling me about that last week. I didn't know about that. I guess I was deployed and just wasn't in tune, but I didn't even know about a congresswoman had got shot.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah, man. So we'll see, you know, what happens. You know, they're trying to set it up for Joe to stand down and raise somebody else up. And like I was saying, you know, they came out last night and said that he tested positive for COVID. I saw him getting off the plane, no mask on or nothing. I said, so I don't know if Joe just giving up or what.
Yeah, I was listening to, I don't know when. At some point today, I don't even know if it was social media or the news or what, they was playing a clip from an interview that he had before, or I guess the same day as the diagnosis. And you can hear the coughing and him barely being able to talk. But then, today, like you said, if they setting him up for an exit, I wonder if COVID, is that the tool they're going to try to use to back out? And right before this, I seen some on social media where like it's out. I know we talked about it a couple of days ago, but now like it seemed to be really out in the media, like over the last couple of hours, that he might be stepping down.
Right.
And I just saw something on IG before we logged on.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So hopefully, you know, they get it all figured out. And both of these guys can try to run a genuine campaign if you know.
So what's your thoughts? What are your thoughts on him potentially stepping down?
Man, I just think that, you know, at this point, he's had so many, you know, just moments where just like his cognitive, you know, like the cognitive stuff just has not been there. So, you know, some people try to say he's not a, you know, he's got a stutter or, you know, it's got something to do with public speaking. No, not Michelle Obama. But I'm gonna tell you who I like, and I think I was saying this to somebody the other day, the Hakeem Jeffries guy. I think he's the minority speaker of the House. Like if you go listen to Hakeem Jeffries, like he sounds like the second coming of Barack Obama. So
Isn't he the one that lost to Buddy after like 14 rounds, or was that somebody else?
You talking about McCarthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it was set up, you know, for them to win the House anyway.
Nah, no, I'm just saying, is this the same person?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Like him. Yeah, but that's him. I was just saying, like, when that happened, like McCarthy had lost several times and they just kept running it back into the
moment. Right.
In my mind, like that's like, how can you just say, nah, let's run it back? Like, how can you keep doing it until you win?
And then they, you know, they showing clips from the convention where like folks don't even want him in the building. Matt Gaetz, you know, trying to kick him out, you know, of the convention. So kick, I get McCarthy saying like he's not a, you know, a true Republican, you know, whatever. So anyway, man, it's all crazy.
So much, bro. Cause I'm trying to think now, was that McCarthy I was watching yesterday doing the interview when the dude was in the background? Like you would get booed off the stage.
That's him.
McCarthy was saying like, yeah, we're more united than ever. And at the same time, the guy was contradicting.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. See, I don't know names. I gotta get familiar with the names of all of them.
Yeah, McCarthy kind of looked like he would play Mitt Romney in a movie about Mitt Romney.
It's crazy.
But moving on, man, through politics, what else we got? On the Democratic side, you got Bob Menendez, the corruption conviction. Is that any relation to the Menendez brothers? I was thinking that earlier.
I hadn't even thought about that, but he acting like it, I tell you that.
Yeah. Taking bribes and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, that's crazy. And he's saying he's still saying he's innocent. He convicted on all counts.
Yeah.
800,000 gold. He got gold bars. Now it was more than, I think it might have been more than that.
Yeah.
Gold bars, all kind of stuff, man.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that all of that's going on right now. And again, these are the people in those positions.
Yep.
So
yeah, both sides.
They were saying he sold information.
Yeah, that's one of the things there, man. They get you up out of here.
Yeah. So before, we were talking about Biden stepping down, right? Mm-hmm. I know we're going back and forth, but again, watching this convention, right before we logged on, and they were saying like the only person that could step up, not the only person, but the only person that could keep his financial support, his donors, is Vice President Harris. Because
mm-hmm.
Apparently there's some kind of rule or policy, like she's the only one that could accept the donations or whatever financial support from the already current donors. And if there's anyone else, I guess they got to return it and maybe potentially start over or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how big the impact that would be.
Yeah, I'm not sure, man. I just don't know if she would be the right person to step in at this particular time. I think if it was like passed off from the beginning, like, you know, President Biden not going to seek re-election, and then, you know, Kamala would have stepped in and say, hey, okay, I'm putting my name in the hat for president, and we had enough time. But I think we were a month out from the Democratic convention. And yeah, I mean, she would have to pick a VP. So yeah. It can get real messy.
I wonder what she just flipped, make him be the VP again. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's possible, but.
Yeah. So I don't know.
It's so much to learn, man, but I guess.
Yeah. But to top it off, man, quick takes before we get into our actual topics for tonight. We were talking about the WNBA, so we had to mention this tonight. They signed a major deal. As part of the NBA broadcasting rights deal. The current deal expires in 2025. So they're currently bringing in $50 million a year, and this new deal is going to set them up to bring in over $200 million a year over the next 11 years. So current player salary or average salary, $78,000. So maybe this get them girls to where, or these women, to where they don't have to go play overseas, man, and they can actually get the money they deserve.
Yep. I also saw another – hold on. Let me look it up. I saw another interesting stat about the worth of the WNBA,
mm-hmm.
which was, I want to say, like $98 million or something.
Yeah, something like that.
But this deal is, what, $2.2
billion? $2.2
billion. Yeah, I wish I could find it. But anyway, it was a interesting, or maybe it wasn't the whole NBA. Maybe it was a team. The teams were worth that amount. But at any rate, it was an amount that NBA players make more than. So that's what made it interesting.
How much teams are worth?
Yeah, yeah. One player.
Yeah, that's so crazy. That's
yeah. Crazy. I mean, I understand why. It's business, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, Fred's ain't making with Walmart, or what would have been used to be Fred's.
Yeah, Dollar General ain't making with Walmart.
So,
and I know they ain't making what they making doing the stuff that happened to me the other day. But that's another
So you through onboarding or what?
Huh?
Are man, you done onboarding at Dollar General?
I walked clean up out of there and went to Walmart. No, you're not gonna jam me up.
What's it? This is my code. Just go ahead and check yourself out.
Not gonna jam me up, but so I don't play with stuff like that, man. So they have me out here like Bob Menendez.
Crazy.
So, but as promised, we're gonna get into our topics, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in so far. And like I said, if you're just now tuning in, make sure you like and share this broadcast so we can get the numbers up and keep bringing you guys amazing content. So we're done with the politics for the night. So we're going to dive into what's been, I would say, the hottest topic over the last week, which is Divorce in the Black by Tyler Perry. And Matt, you get a chance to watch it, bro?
I did not, man. It's all on you. I've seen me. I feel like I watched it.
Yeah.
I know somebody got out of casket. So, I know my man like the new Ike Turner.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I know a lot, and all I've seen is memes.
Yeah. So look, we're gonna shelve this then until you watch it, and that way we can talk about it.
I mean, look, I'm good with talking about it.
No, I don't want to spoil. You know, we black folks, we good for spoiling movies.
Yeah, I don't care. No. I've never been one to care about spoilers. So, but you know, if you want to hold off, that's cool. But
yeah, so,
don't do it because you think about the spoiler. Because
no. I just want to be, you know, for both of us.
Okay, so I can speak on. All right, yeah, I had to watch it this week,
but
hopefully I can get to it.
So, but since we're not gonna talk about that, we'll talk about one of the actresses or the lead actress in the movie, and that's Megan Good, and Jerica said that's the movie. So people out there, I see some people enjoy it and some people not. You know, Tyler Perry always creates a firestorm whenever he puts out a movie. You know, people saying it's the same movie as I think the last one was Mia Coppola or something like that. But we're gonna move on to Megan Good. And I'm assuming, Mac, this was at one of the press runs or.
So, okay, go ahead. I'll wait to after this and then we'll go back.
Yeah, I'm assuming this took place at one of the, you know, pre-shows or pre-screenings or something like that. But just wanted to get your take on this here. Let's see. This is Michael Ealy greeting Megan Good and her boyfriend. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
So, let's ask.
I heard you say it. I didn't know if you knew this. No, I'm just asking you what's going on.
Besides, you know, daddy, maybe brother, cousin, or something like that, is anybody else allowed to pick Nikki up like that?
No. Nah.
I'll just check it.
Nah.
So some
people taking it too far.
Yeah,
too far.
Some people were saying, oh, well, you know, he didn't greet. What's the boy name?
Him.
Well, he didn't greet him. That was the issue. And I'm like, no, that wasn't the issue.
They said, so I was reading, they said that on the full video, you can never find the full video. They said he greeted him like in the back or something like that. And they had already chopped it up, but Megan wasn't there. I don't give a damn. I don't care if you greeted me. Without cameras around, it's magnified with the cameras around, because
you're
gonna clip it up. Is they always gonna take the clip? And people on social media, especially black people, like I tell you all the time, when we talk about business and we talk about websites and doing different stuff, I'm like, man, people don't have but like two or three clicks in them. They ain't going to look for nothing. You gotta hand it to them on a platter and hope that they get it then. So, man, listen.
Hold on. So somebody said we got to play it again. So hold on. Here we go. Watch closely.
Come on, cast up.
Watch closely now. But look, did you see how Jonathan Majors was looking?
Clean the shades. He was in an awkward position. I'd have been looking like that too. Or if I were probably swinging.
But boy, he picked up and then it was the grunt. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, like, nah, player. Nah, we don't do that.
Bruh.
And then, you know, you got to think about the reputation that he comes with. You know, he one of them smooth eyes, you know, jokers.
They been in movies together. They
have they?
Yeah, yeah. I think he was her dude in like one of them old movies. I don't remember what movie it was, but I saw like a clip of it, or not even a clip. It was a screenshot of them, like side by side.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm just like, so Allison said that ain't cool. No.
No. Is that a question? Yeah. Or no, do you mean to put exclamation point?
Yeah.
Because I know that ain't no question.
Oh, they was in the Steve Harvey movie. Was that's it? Right. Think Like a Man?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think that was it.
So, but anyway, man, I'm just like, yeah, that ain't cool, man. You don't pick up nobody, you know. And I'm like, man, this dude already just came off a case now. And you going to, you know, go in front of him and pick up his old lady, you know. So.
Yeah, man, that was I don't know. I don't have the words. I really don't know. I feel like, of course, it's disrespectful, regardless of what type of relationship. Like, from my point of view, regardless of what type of relationship, it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Disrespectful. Yeah. I don't know another way to put it.
Yeah, man. But listen, like I said, we'll bring the conversation back around on the divorce in the black, and we'll talk about Tyler Perry and everything that, you know, he's trying to do out there with entertainment. Oh, but Matt, this next segment, man.
Hold on.
What I'm missing?
You ain't missing anything. I actually wanted to get into the fact about not necessarily the movie, but people talking about Tyler Perry make the same type of movies over and over again, and see what your thoughts were on that. And like, what
I mean, I think, you know, he's in a lane that he's found to be successful for him. He knows his audience. And I mean, it's kind of like LeBron. LeBron been in the league, 20 some years? And it's like, you know, you want him to start shooting like Steph at this point in his career. And I mean, you know, he know people going to support it. They're going to talk about it, you know, good, bad, indifferent. And but it's almost like the black community feels like he owes it to us, you know, to make different styles of movies, you know. And I mean, I get it. You want to see him expand his range and do, you know, maybe a feel good, you know, type of movie, or, you know, but and most of those have been the Madea types. And
I was just about to say, yeah, let me pull up his catalog.
So, I mean, he got a deep catalog now.
I know.
But, but I think it's, you know, when you combine what he's doing with the movies. And then from what I see, I don't really follow the TV shows, but from what I see, all those kind of feel the same as well. Maybe somebody in the comments can kind of educate us on the TV shows. I know he's got a couple of them, Sisters, and I think one maybe called Brothers or something like that.
Yeah, Sisters. I know about Sisters.
Yeah, but it seems like it's the same kind of, I guess, storyline. So people are saying, you know, he needs to bring in some new writers.
I think, though, potentially, but again, that's like you said, look at the direct. What directors are known for the horror movies? Is that Spielberg or is that somebody else?
Spielberg.
Stephen King. It might be Stephen King.
Yeah. You got Quentin Tarantino.
Stephen King. Stephen King got the all of the horror movies, like Cemetery, Boogeyman, all of Children of the Corn.
Right.
Although, and he's known for horror movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy that, like, I understand what people in our community are saying, and with him being in whatever position he's in, but the man has a lot of shows on TV, a lot of movies that's out. But you know what movies make the most money? The ones that they're saying he keep remaking.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Why is that? Because that's usually what's happening in our community, and it's relatable to the people in our community.
Yeah,
I haven't seen this last one yet, but of course, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know the storyline, but overall, we're talking about The Voice, and a lot of it is reality, the reality of what's going on in our community, or at least where we come from. So I understand it. It's like me rapping about certain stuff. Like, obviously, I try to switch it up, but you know what I'm saying? The niche or whatever it is kind of around the same thing.
Yeah. And I mean, you can bring it, you know, for one, I'll say, are we going to hold 50 Cent to that same standard? Because all of his shows, you know, are pretty much dealing with drugs.
But they're not, though. That's the thing. The problem is the ones that TV or these stations choose to keep are the ones with the highest rating. They got the highest rating because those are the ones we tuning into.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he had the one with the lawyer, which was really good, they ain't renew it for another season.
Which one was that?
Give me a minute. I don't remember these names.
Yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying. But what the second point I was about to make was, it's kind of like what we're doing tonight. You know, pretty much
all for life. That's the name of it.
Okay.
It was on ABC.
All our previous 59 episodes before last week were pretty much interviews. And then, you know, now we're here talking about, you know, headlines and news and stuff like that. So, you know, but, you know, sometimes you want to stick to what works. Sometimes you want to, you know, try something new.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Not to dispute. Because I said he don't just make those shows, but he actually, the majority of his shows are in that lane. So, again, though, it's like finding your lane and staying in it. Like, I'm not saying, I'm sure he's going to branch out from it, but he got a core audience around those things and he's telling those stories.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just like he found his niche.
Right.
What you do when you go into business, you find your niche, you find your core audience, and do your thing.
Well, I guess what they're asking is, hey, Tyler, can you find a new niche?
They want him to stop painting us in a bad light.
Right.
But we still paint us in a bad light.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, but yeah, man, we might have to get Princeton on at some point. You know, that's his idol, so he can kind of speak to what all goes into it when you're writing a script and a story and all that kind of stuff. So, Princeton, if you're out there, we're going to get a discussion in about Tyler Perry.
Yeah, it's about time for us to update anyway.
Yeah. So, but yeah, man, I told Mr. Kearney to stick around for this next segment, man, because it's been something that's been weighing on me, Matt. For a minute, and I know you saw it in the notes, and you're probably like, what is Jordan talking about? But I have been in the church all my life, right?
Yep.
Grew up trying to sing a little bit, play a little drums and all that kind of stuff. So I understand. I understand. Nah, I ain't. But you know, man, I'm in my mid-30s now. I'm 36 years old. And, Mac, I don't know if it's COVID or what, bro. Or coming back from COVID, going back into the church. But, man, I done got to the point where I really don't want to tell my neighbor nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Like, you know, turn around and tell your neighbor. Lean over and tell your neighbor. High five your neighbor. I don't do none of that. And really hadn't had a whole bunch of discussions about it with people my age, but the few that I have talked to, like, inadvertently have brought that up about going to church. Like, it's people in our age bracket, you know, going to church, wanting to be involved, you know, and all that. But that's the one part of the service that I guess millennials are having an issue with. So I'm just like, I don't know if I got bit by the bug or what, but I'm just like, to me, it's almost the equivalent of having to read out loud, you know, in school. It's like, man, do it really take all that? And so, I got a lot of preacher, pastor friends and all that stuff. So I ain't trying to rub nobody the wrong way, because at the end of the day, I'm saying I don't like doing it. Will I do it? Am I going to do it? Yeah. If I'm in church, I'm going to. But they don't change the fact that sometimes I just don't feel like it. Yeah. And so maybe it's because you've been dealing with people all week and you've been having to be in groups and, you know, email this person or group chat this person or Zoom this person or Teams meeting with this person. So, you know, when I get to church, I just want to worship and praise.
Bro, I'm trying to turn this light now. Right.
I just want to worship and praise, because to be honest with you, sometimes the neighbor don't be neighboring like that. And I ain't got time to be, you know, trying to make somebody get on my level. You know what I'm saying? So I'll just get your take on it, bro. What you think? Am I outside? Am I out of pocket? Or
we do not care.
I don't want to tell my neighbor nothing.
Why not, man?
That's the neighbor that I came with.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes
first reason, I'm an introvert. I don't really like talking to people that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Off top. I just don't like it. I don't want to, I speak. And I'm actually, I've came out of that shell a lot. But deep down, I'm still an introvert. I don't really like talking to people that I just don't know or have a relationship with. I've gotten a lot better, but that's one of the things, like, bro, I don't want to. I just don't. Don't tell me what to do. I don't want to tell my neighbor. Like, is it really necessary? Is it? I understand. I understand the reason behind it, but this is not me. It's not for me. Let me put it that way. Look, it is not for me.
Mr. Kearney gonna love this one. They done got to the point where now they be like, hold your neighbor hand and don't hold it like a dead fish. I'm like, so you want me to grip? You want to grip my neighbor hand? I don't know if this joker just came off of COVID or what.
Stop. What do you mean by that?
I think, you know, we gotta we gotta evolve, man, to the point where, hey, I'm about nay but out. I guess after, you know, I guess I say since 7 or 8 years old. So you talking about over almost 30 years of, you know, trying to be friendly and all that, which I know that's what we come to church for, to worship, to fellowship. But it just gets to the point where, like, you know, if my neighbor wants to go up and join church, squeeze your neighbor hand 3 times. If you don't want to walk by yourself, I'll walk with you. I already joined church. What I'm going for?
Squeeze your neighbor hand 3 times.
Right. One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the...
So that's supposed to be your signal to walk with them? Like they want to join church?
And yeah, if they squeeze my hand 3 times.
They don't want to say it loud?
Yeah, like, just let me know they want to join church. And so I have to walk them up there.
Like, hey, man, you got to do what the Lord call you to do, man.
I mean, I understand that. And I ain't got no problem ushering you up there, but that's what the usher's for.
Yeah.
So
usher, baby.
Yeah, man. Usher, baby. I'm trying to make... But but yeah, man, it's just been something, you know, that's kind of, it's been sick with me. You know, I've been talking to Brittany about it, and I'm like, every Sunday, I'm like, oh, man. And like I said, I think it really kind of came on the heels of COVID. Because, like, when I, you know, you got back, we were still, you know, social distancing and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, it was like, you know, okay, let's go hug and let's go do this. I'm like, man, I don't know if I want to do all that.
You got I
know we all in church, but I don't know if everybody taking the same precautions that I'm taking, you know,
to come to from COVID, bro.
Do I?
Yep.
Well, maybe I need to go talk to somebody about that then. I listen.
Man, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I remember during COVID being like, man, why we haven't been social distancing all the time, all the germs out here and sneezing, because it just caused you to look at all of the things that were normal, completely different.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. Like I said, if you see me at church, don't charge this to my head, or don't charge it to my heart, or however they say it. But you know, I might make a move, I might not, but just know, like, I might do it. I don't want to, though.
Hey, get your shirt, man. Put it on
the shirt. Put it on my shirt.
Yeah.
Don't make me a shirt, man.
You know what? Let me come up with some ideas. That's what I'm going to do. I don't want to tell my neighbor nothing.
Right. So, does someone be acting funny, man?
No church neighbors.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't even hardly speak to my neighbors that I live around. You know. But
it's times we live in, bro, but I completely understand. A lot of people are like that. There's somebody in my house like that.
Mm.
That I'm not talking about church per se. I'm just saying, like, things are different since COVID. With like being close and being around people, and like it just make you look at stuff a certain way, and then it's like from there, it's changed. Nah, I'm gonna live like this forever. I like how it was, you know what I'm saying, the separation, like you talking about, like Pastor Kern talking about sneezing and all that. It's like, man, look, stay over there.
Yeah, see, look, this somehow. Look, this ain't in our notes, but I'm going to repeat it here because I said it Sunday. Y'all need to start bringing these Stanley Cups in the sanctuary. Like, y'all done got way too comfortable. This ain't no King George show. Like,
can't have no water in the house of the Lord?
Man, don't bring no Stanley Cup in there, man. See, like, I'm old school like that now. But, you know, the neighbor stuff, I think we can have a discussion. You know
what's wrong with the Stanley Cups in church, bro?
They just bringing them in, bro, and it's just, and they big, like it's not discreet.
What's wrong with it though?
Like if you got you a small little,
taking away from the outfit.
Yeah, man. They got him sitting up under the seat, you know, and like it's just they just doing too much.
I want to get down to the bottom of why this is bothering you, brother.
I don't know. People just overdoing it at this point. And I mean, I ain't got no problem with the Stanley Cup, but it's like they bringing them in. It's almost like a church hat or something. They bringing them in and like, I got the orange one. I got the green one.
Those are your thoughts, man. You don't like church hats either?
No, I'm just saying.
That's what it is, Brittany. They shaking their ice and then they got them bedazzles and all them keychains on there dangling.
I'm saying they making them regular like their church hat, like it's a part of their wardrobe.
Oh, they trying to stay hydrated.
Yeah. I seen a lady Sunday. She was color coordinated with her cup. Like she woke up and said, okay, my cup, this color, this is what color I'm wearing in the church today.
See, look at this right here. This from COVID. It's not really from COVID, but it's one of those things like.
Nope, they don't. And see, that's what I'm saying. That don't nobody know what you're drinking in that cup. Everybody ain't got water.
Oh, man.
So, but anyway, that's another topic for another day, man. Allison, when you get old, everything starts to irritate you. Yep.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Yep. That's a
fact.
So I'm glad to see Deontay in here. Not because he got something to do with this next topic, but I feel like he in that age range of, you know, what we've been seeing. So this next topic, Matt, is the manicure movement. And we're gonna play this video real quick so y'all can see what we're talking about. Let me find it real quick. This is Jerry McCain. He was recently drafted by the Philadelphia 76ers out of Duke.
Doing the painting nails is kind of part of me now, so I just kind of do it, whether I get the hate or not. The hate's funny because, like, it's usually grown men, and it's like you're a grown man just hating on a kid. It doesn't affect me at all. I kind of just laugh at it. Like, I understand, like, girls do it. Like, I understand men have started to do it a little more recently, but it was just something I saw, and I like to get manicures and pedicures. I take care of my body. Some of these people who hate, I don't know if they do take care of their body. So I just like getting the color, and it just kind of, it's always been myself. I've always been big on just being yourself in any situation possible.
So I saw in another video, he said that he paints his nails because that helps him. Well, that stops him from biting his nails. And, I mean, you know, I say, you know, I'm all game for, you know, a good pedicure, every now and then, manicure. I want to keep my stuff, you know, right, you know, so I don't rip the sheets up. But so I'm just trying to figure out it's seen, and I've seen it probably twice over the last 2 weeks with, you know, some younger cats. I guess this is what Gen Z.
Chris Brown yesterday.
Chris Brown. Yeah.
Drake.
Dwayne Wade. And so I'm just hoping this don't become.
He ain't in that age group.
He painted it. I mean, he also talked about starting a nail line, like a nail, a paint.
Business is a business, so I ain't tripping on it. But,
and I mean, you know, I get it with him. You know, he got the, you know, his daughter, you know, son transitioning and all of that. So I'm pretty sure, maybe they're trying to get some business, you know, started for Zaya. But at the same time, you know, this guy is, I assume, a straight male, and he's painting his nails. So, number one, Matt, how do you think this is going to go over in the NBA? Because you're not in college anymore. So, when he gets in the locker room with PG and Joel Embiid and Maxey and Eric, what's the other dude? Eric Gordon. How do you think this is going to go over for him in the locker room. And do you see this as just somebody being free, or do you have a problem with it as a grown man?
I'll start with the last question. I don't have a problem with it as a grown man. It's not for me. I'm not doing it as a grown man. And I got 3 daughters. And I was watching Shaq talking about his daughters paint his nails and he let them do it. I let my daughters get away with a lot, but it's just certain stuff I'm just not going to do. But as far as it, how it's going to go over in the locker room, I feel like if he does feel like he's free and he's, you know, comfortable with himself and what he does and okay with being joked on, talked about, whatever, I feel like, you know, it'll be fine. Because it don't matter what you do in the locker room, you're going to get cracked on anyway, especially as a rookie. It don't matter. But it's not something that I personally like for males, but I guess I do have a problem with it when you look at it like that. Like, when, but again, like, you know, if that's your thing, you do your thing.
Yeah,
you know, it don't affect me.
Yeah, and so, you know, for me, I got a 17-year-old, you know, son. And I'm just like, no, that ain't what I want to see. Like, if I see that, we got to have a conversation. Because it brings too many things into question. Oh, Lord.
So, all right. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's perspective. Because I don't have boys. I got all girls. So, that's.
Yeah.
But again, if I had boys, I would be saying the same thing. Like, I don't. Yeah. That's not something that I want for my son, regardless of the trend or whatever the case. Just like, well, I ain't even gonna go there, but yeah, it's not something that I want for my son, and it would be a conversation I would have to have. But
so, Ray asked what he missed. Ray, we're talking about this growing trend,
nail paint. Nail polish on men.
With males getting their nails polished. Not a manicure, not a pedicure. Polish, colors. But yeah, man, just going back to my point, you know, I agree with that, Nikki, you know, as well. But like I said, we got to have, you know, a conversation because we're just following a trend. My biggest thing is why are you doing what you're doing?
And understanding what's going to come with it. Are you accepting of the criticism that's going to come with it?
Cause I mean, if it goes from that to, okay, well now, men wearing makeup. And I mean, I know the Shannon Sharps and Stephen A. Smiths, they do it for TV, but I'm just saying just on a regular basis, like, nah, we just ain't, you know, gonna go for that. But I just feel like, you know, every day or every week is something that we as black men have to polish a new tool to be able to address. And
I was just saying to address the feminist way, new feminist way.
Yeah.
Who is that?
That's my son. He 12.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, look, because that's coming from a, you know what I'm saying, an opponent. Like, so I didn't even think about that. Like, I thought about the locker room, but that's an interesting point. Like, coming from your opponent, you know, they're going to talk bad to you.
Yeah. Yeah. So and that's gonna be the main thing going back to Jerry McCain. As long as they win, it's probably not gonna be a problem. But you know, if they lose them, they go through a bad stretch, Embiid out hurt, and they done lost the last, you know, 6 out of 9, But you better get you some nail polish removed from somewhere and some cotton balls. Cause
once you do it, it don't matter because it's still gonna come up.
Yeah. So,
you know what I'm saying? It's always there.
I can see it right now. It's gonna be something on ESPN on First Take or you know, something like that. Now, right now, like you said, well, somebody said he got an NIL deal, and but now you're in the NBA.
It fit the narrative. I'll just say that. It fits the narrative of what, not my narrative, but it fits the narrative.
Yeah.
And it's you know, be who you are. It fits that narrative.
Yeah.
So, and people going to have their hands tied. People going to have their hands tied about what they say on the air, unless you watching Cam and Mace.
Yeah.
But Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Went through. He still moving with his.
Yeah, pretty much. And then also, like I said, we can talk about this another time. But you're seeing a lot of young dudes get nose rings. I'm just like, what is that about? You know, and I mean, you know, piercings and all that are part of it, but like, bro, you know, it is what it is. We ain't trying to get canceled.
It's better than nail polish. I can.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. At least that is a piercing, you know, and it's, you know, could be a little, you know.
I've seen many men with nose piercings, even back in the day. Like Pop. Everybody always bring up Pop. It, again, it ain't for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess to each his own.
Yeah. So, Ray said, what about so-called active parents, birthing boys with graduating girls from the 18? Ray, boy, we're going to have to.
Another episode, but.
Yeah we're bringing up. Look at your name. But I got to run. The clock on the wall says that's all.
Yeah, Sandra, that's just what Nikki was saying, like some of the other trends that came out and people like, man, Young Thug got a purse.
Yeah.
All the, and then next thing you know, 2 years later, they got a purse.
Right.
I got a crossbody, not a purse. It's a little pouch. Mm-hmm. I got the smallest one I could find just to, cause I'm wearing hoop shorts a lot, just to keep my concealed carry in. And I won't even take it out of the house. I also think
like with it, to me, I'm gonna look at the masculine energy, excuse me, that you carry, you know what I'm saying, when you carry it. No pun intended. It's just because, but I'm like, I don't want to see, and I know we're gonna get off, you know, topic. But I don't want to see no feminine energy, you know, when you trying to promote all these trends and phenomena. So,
yeah, anyway. I'm against. Nah, I ain't even Ray. I'm gonna just answer Ray's question. Look, it's not. I would if it was in here, I'd show you. But I don't even. I still can't put it on. I can't. I just like. I don't know. Figure another way out. I'm gonna put it on my hip. I'm put my concealed carry on my hip and tie my pants tight if it's some hoop shorts. Cause I can't do it. I can't. Even like when I tried, I just couldn't, dog. Can't do it.
Mm. But yeah, man. That's kind of that. On that, if we need to circle back on that in a future episode, we can. But I'll end by saying this. I don't remember what episode it was, but the OG Ken Echoes once said, we just need more men to be men.
Hey.
So, and that's all we're trying to do over here. So, moving on.
Do you feel like, before we move on, I don't want to lead a dead horse, but I just feel like people that's into that are going to try and have the, you don't have an open mind type perspective.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you feel like, I don't feel like that's valid. Like, my mind is open, but not to that.
Yeah.
My mind ain't open to everything.
Yeah.
There's some boundaries.
Yeah, I don't have to accept, you know, everything that you feel like is allowing you to be your true self.
But as time passes, what becomes norms? Like ear piercings.
Mm-hmm. Which I've never had. Never had, you know, a piercing in my life.
I had mine since I was 12.
Yeah.
11, something like that. So, like, was that once looked at the same way? I know back in the G, it used to be like, oh, if you got one, it mean this.
Yeah.
You know, none of that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all opinion-based, but, yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like eventually, if at some point, you know, if ear piercings was looked at like that, and then it became a norm, not one, I'm talking about two, it became a norm, will nail polish eventually become the same way? Mm-hmm. And, you know, as days pass by, it's looking like it.
Yeah. So let me ask you this and we'll move on. You get pedicures and manicures, right?
Yeah.
So when they finish and they ask if you want clear, what do you say?
I don't get nothing. But I do remember, like, long time ago, clear was, I mean, people get clear all the time. Me personally, I don't.
Yeah.
And to your earlier point, dude, was like, he paint his nails not to bite them. Like, I bite my nails and I don't want no clear on them because I'm gonna bite them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want it anyway, but yeah, I don't get anything.
Yeah. But yeah, man. So our next topic, Matt, everybody wants to be a food critic, man. Why can't people just get their food and go home? Everybody got to get a camera in front of them and show what they're eating. I want to run this clip real quick. I'm not going to play the entire video, but this is Big Tay Eats. He's really popular here in Mississippi. And he recently came to Horn Lake, Mississippi to review one of my favorite restaurants, Flights Fish and Wings. And so I just want to show this is what you should be doing if you're trying to review.
Reviewing Flights Fish and Wings in Horn Lake, Mississippi. At Fish Filet. Some hot sauce on there. Damn. Hold on. That's good, ain't it? This is some of the most sexiest fish I've seen in my life. It's fried just right. I'm hard. It's meaty and they seasoned it through there, man. Honey gold wing with buffalo dry seasoning. I have not missed. These wings were so damn good, I ended up finishing the whole plate. They battered the wings perfection. Honey gold with buffalo season added on top. Perfect combination. They bad up here. Potato salad. These MFers have not missed today.
So, like I said, this is Big Tate. Big Tate Eats. So, you know, he's traveling around. Doing food reviews, trying to help out some of these black-owned businesses. And so shout out to Flights, man, Allison and Andre over there at Flights, taking care of business. But yeah, man, I don't you know, you're seeing a lot more people feeling like they gotta jump on, you know, as soon as they pick up their food, you know, or they get their food, it's you know, I got to tell you what I like about this and rate it 1 through 10. Mac, if you can do the honors with Mr. Mike Tomlin again, just let the people know.
We do not care.
Don't.
I'm just like, bro, get your food and go home. Unless you, you know, really into editing videos, and I understand everybody got to start somewhere. We don't care.
I feel like, of course, it could help or hurt the business depending on the food. I just, everything ain't for everybody. Like, there are people that do it. They started their lanes. They in their lanes. They doing it. I don't know, man. It's social media and people, I guess the need, the feeling to want to go viral for something. That's my take on it. Like, it's not something that we need from everybody.
Yeah. And I know, you know, people going to say, well, everybody got a podcast. We, you know, we don't need another podcast. Well, so be it.
Well, then you got to give it. You got to let them do their review then.
But I'm just saying, you know, we ain't out here, you know, for the most part, we ain't just, you know, throwing out opinions every week. But, you know, the basis of our show is mostly, you know, we highlight and all that. You know, that's what we're doing, you know, last week and this week. But just to feel like every day when you eat, you know, we need to know what you cooked, and you got to have your husband or your wife or your kids or, you know, whoever else, you know, rate your food. Like,
I need to look at your timeline.
Bro, we don't need all that, because I'm going to tell you something. This is something I was thinking about. A lot of y'all ain't cooking. A lot of y'all just fixing something to eat. And that's a difference to me. And I ain't gonna get into the whole thing. But if you ain't got no instruction, I'm just gonna leave it at this. If you ain't following no instruction or no recipe, you are fixing something to eat. That's what you're doing. So I only care about reviews if you actually cook it. So we can move on to the next topic, man.
Hey, Charles said he won't be a white woman today or something.
Man, don't get me started on them.
You saw that?
Man.
You saw that?
I swear that dude looked like somebody from Coldwater, but I'm just going to leave it alone, man.
Let's leave it alone then, bro.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, hey, look. Y'all out here, you know, doing these food reviews. Like, the stove nasty, you know, just, I ain't going to get into, you know, all of that, but, yeah, we don't need.
Deontay, post them, John, man. Tag Jordan when you post.
Yeah, tag me as long as he edited it and it's sound, you know, and your palate is mature. Like,
so what you're saying is the amateur. Like, some of them y'all can keep like that.
Yeah, we don't need the G League review.
That's a good analogy.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Like, if you just going, like I was just talking about, you going to places that's just fixing you something to eat, like a McDonald's, I don't need to see you, you know, eat a quarter pound. Everybody know what a quarter pound of post tastes like. Now, if you go on the flights or something like that, you know, cool, you know.
Give me one. You gonna make me do one. I'm gonna do one with a bologna sandwich and some cheddar sour cream chips.
See what I'm saying? That's basic. Yeah. That's basic. But if you decide that's just something you're gonna jump into as a hobby, hey, look, cool. Like, I'm gonna give Michaela a shout out. You know, she's been on her, you know, content we had her on the show. She's been, you know, putting out some, you know, amazing content, doing voiceovers and stuff like that. That's professionally done. Like, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
But just you sitting in your camera in front of you, like what's her name? Sakia's with them 12 sausage link. Nah, we don't need that. We don't need that. You like your food, babe? Nah, we don't need that. So, yeah. But anyway, We're gonna move on, and we are going to rate Mac, since last week you did bring up McDonald's, and you said that you gonna go to McDonald's every time and get them fries, right?
Yep.
So it got me to thinking, like, your top five fast food restaurants. And we ain't doing no, you know, we ain't rating no food. We just rating, like, the fries right here. And so I feel like for you to qualify, this got to be a place that you would drive there just to get the fries.
Dang.
So, Matt, we know your top is McDonald's. What's 2 through 5?
Whew. I ain't driving nowhere else. I don't think it's another place where I'm gonna say bring me some fries from.
Yeah.
The 96 cent carpet kettle box. That's number two.
Yeah.
That's number one.
So hold on. Why you doing that, Matt? If you're watching, drop your top five in the comments. So we want to see them.
I had some this week, Allison. They need to keep them, get rid of the other ones.
With that groove and stuff.
The new fries they got.
All right. So look, I'm gonna give
you Checkers fries five.
So look, you want me to go ahead and give you my top five?
But hold up, man. Let me finish.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm just saying I ain't driving there.
Oh, okay.
So
I ain't saying you just got to drive there. But I'm
I drive to McDonald's and get some fries, though. Anywhere else, I got to order something else.
I got you.
I got to order something with it. But McDonald's, number one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to let you finish. But but I just don't. I wanted to give an honorable mention to Copper Kettle, bro. Back when they came, you can get a whole box for 96 cents. I ain't had Copper Kettle in a while. The fries always be tasting the same, though. But
yeah,
but you used to could get the big box for 96 cents. Survive many days on it. But when you start fries good when they hot, when they fresh, you damn near need to eat them in the restaurant, though. You ain't gonna make it home, they're gonna be soggy.
Like the Little Caesar pieces.
Yeah, them gonna be soggy when you get to the house now.
Rallies, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Zaxby's, and Sonic. Okay.
Yeah, who you got? I ain't got a top five.
So bro, Checkers is number one. Well, Rallies, whatever you want to call it. I don't know if it's still on state line or not. But Checkers / Rallies, that's number one.
Yeah,
I'm agreeing with my brother. Number two, Five Guys.
Five Guys, fire.
All right. Number three, Arby's.
I can go. Arby's got some decent fries. They good.
All right. Number four, I'm going McDonald's.
McDonald's at number four, boy.
Yeah, man. Because, see, them other three got all they stuff spicy.
Yeah.
That's right in my alley.
Are you a spicy kind of guy?
Oh, yeah, man. That's right. Anybody that's watching the comments can tell you that. That's me there.
Yeah.
So, McDonald's number four. And number five, some people ain't gonna like this, but number five, I'm going with Taco Bell, bro.
Taco Bell got McDonald's fry.
No, they don't. So
I eat Chick-fil-A. Look, man, I eat Chick-fil-A about four times a week.
Yeah.
I be eating fruit from there instead of fries, and not trying to not eat fries every day.
Now my honorable mention would be Wingstop. And I only say that because Wingstop are the only fries that I actually eat with ranch. Everybody else is ketchup. Well, Taco Bell I eat with the cheese, but that's my top five. So I don't know why y'all are sleeping on Five Guys.
Nah, Five Guys, I actually was going to mention it, but I hadn't been in a while. But yeah, where you had them at, two?
Yeah, number two.
Hey. Yeah. They might be better than Rallies.
And see, I'm going to tell you why Rallies number one for me, because, see, I can get them at the store, too.
Yeah.
So, and they taste.
Out into this shit.
Yeah.
They won because you can get them at the store.
Yeah, and see, they ain't, you know, some stuff, you know, they some of these folks putting stuff in the stoves and nah, they don't
it ain't the same.
Yeah, because if you don't cook it like they cook it and all that, but yeah, man, them, you know, they high now, but you know, so you had to, you know, you had to catch them on pay period week. So when you know, you get them fries. But anyway, what's too greasy, Deontay?
Hey, man.
I know he ain't talking about Taco Bell.
He talking about Five Guys, I think.
Oh. See, and you know them Taco Bell joints fire, because see, they have to, you know.
They got to drop them when you order.
No. They got seasons of them joints. Like, you might not be able to get them next week.
Oh, man, he going to make me pull up tomorrow and get some fries from Taco Bell.
You ain't have
I don't think so. Nah.
Just check the app first and see if they're available. Because sometimes, you know, they be bringing them joints out like Christmas tree. You know,
I may have, bro. I feel like I had them and they were similar to McDonald's. Not McDonald's fries, but similar. But I think I might be mistaken. So I'll be back with a review.
Yeah. So,
might go tonight. If you can hear my stomach growling on the microphone right now.
I was trying to see if we had anything else on the top five on the fry. So appreciate everybody putting their favorites in the comments. Josh, Darian, Jameson, what's up, man? So Matt, we're moving on. I hope you done been studying today, man.
Bro, I don't even remember my own. I don't even remember my own lyrics, so I know this is gonna be interesting.
I did my homework, bro.
These my lyrics?
Yes.
Oh, bro. I definitely don't know. Let's do it.
So, this last segment of the night, as we approach 90 minutes,
let me see if I can pull up some cheating.
Is gonna be who wrote that? Everybody knows Mac has been rapping for what, 20 some years, Mac? Nah, not longer than that. 25.
It's just Mac finna go to blues now.
Southern soul.
I need is a voice. I can write it. I can't sing, man. I'm gonna have to figure something out.
Southern soul. I got you, bro. Just write it. I got you. But so tonight, this last segment is called Who Wrote It? So I'm going to challenge Matt on these lyrics. He's going to have to tell me if he wrote it or if somebody else wrote it.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, like, I had to remember what song it was.
No.
I might be able to do this then.
All right. So just tell me if you wrote it or somebody else wrote it. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's see what I want to go with first. First one, my back to the wall. I can't take a day off. I've been going hard. I'm just waiting on the payoff. Can't win them all, but never lose in the playoffs. Your girl on my, I'm gonna need you to stay off.
Yeah, I know I wrote something similar to that. I don't know if that, I'm gonna say I wrote that. Nah,
you did. That verse is off of Money on the Life Behind Bars album.
Golly. The last part, you know, it's crazy how that's interesting because listening, that probably was like 2010.
Something
and
like
that. Listening back to it, some of that I wouldn't say now. So gotcha. That's where it got me like, I don't know. But that's not a song that I listen to often. So,
yeah.
But I got it right. Yep.
All right. Next one. I'm just sitting back looking at life. What's wrong? What's right? Can't sleep, can't half eat, addicted to the streets and that fast life. Yesterday, I was in tears. That's the worst it's been in 26 years. Don't want to think about it, so I drink about it, still think about it while I'm still here.
That's me.
You know a song?
It might be the same song.
No.
Nah, that's, hold up. Damn, I know the beat. What song is that? Is that off of, bro, you got me. I know what song it is. I can't think of the name of it, though. I want to sing. Nah, that ain't pain management. It's an early joint. Probably like 2014. What album came out then? Audio Visual. It's off Audio Visual.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the song. I can't remember the name of the song.
Problem
after problem.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Let's make a movie. My life's so cinematic. I'm charismatic. They wanted swag, so I'm going to let them have it. You going to let them have it? Yeah, I'm going to let them have it. Swag school 101. Me. You want to pay for classes.
That ain't me. Who said that?
Rocco. That's my money.
Yeah, it was too many words repeated.
My boy, three and for three.
Asking myself questions. I know, like, nah, that ain't me.
You three for three, my boy. All right.
I like this, dog.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
My spaceship is landing. The crowds are waiting my arrival.
That's me.
I am so outstanding, the haters seem to be in denial. You guys are so horrible, pathetic, and beneath me. My swag is dead, fresh. G, damn it. Rest in peace, me.
Astronaut music.
Mm-hmm. What's the song?
Number one on the album. The first song on the album. It's an intro and then it's the astronaut intro and then whatever that joint is. Damn. Spaceship is landing. Yeah. I don't know the name of the song, bro.
Swagging like this.
You ain't swagging like this. Yep.
All right. All right, we got.
Bro, you went back. That joint, like, that probably, I don't know, 2000 right. Something, 2014, 15.
Okay. All right, here we go. Hold up, right back on my hiatus.
That's me.
Okay.
Go ahead, finish it. Let me make sure.
This street where I come from with crybabies and annihilators. Competition is non-existent. They can hang it up like fly paper. And every time I see the money, I can feel my pupils dilate.
Yeah. Damn. I'm trying to think of the name of the song. Mm-hmm. Like, I can hear the beat, but I just don't know the name of these songs, bro. But that is off of, I think I made that beat too. I know I made that beat. Is that off of The Motive?
Mm-hmm. Album is right.
Yep. I just don't know the name of the song. Rap, Ryan Swerve. That's right.
Swerve. Yep. Swerve.
Yeah.
All right. I got two more. Let's go. Now I'm looking in my rear view. I see the world in it. I try to slow down and I get rear-ended. Pause like a red light. I'm a dead right. Highway to heaven. God, do you see my headlights?
Nah, that ain't me. Boy said, I get rear-ended. Pause. So that's recent. It gotta be recent to be talking about Paul. I mean, it been around for a while, but
that's still,
that ain't me.
You wanna know who it is?
Probably Cam.
Nah, this is Lil Wayne. Nightmares at the Bottom. Carter Four.
Yeah, Carter Four. When Carter Four come up?
I mean,
people been saying Carter Pause for a long time, but
yeah, it's yeah. I didn't write down when it came out. But I got one more, then we out of here. I think you're gonna get this one pretty quick, like you got the last two.
2011, Carter Four came out. All right.
Yeah, I think you're gonna get this one pretty quick, just because. But anyway, it says just because it's raining over there don't mean it's cloudy over here.
Oh yeah, that's me.
When I got my girl with me, bad weather disappears. 40 days, 40 nights, and I ain't seen the rain yet. I had a little snow on the street. She helped me change it.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
Immaculate.
Yep.
2008.
Yep. I had to go pull up Young Mac to find that joint.
Yeah, I don't know why they were supposed to change it over. I got to reach back out the app. I ain't never changed it joint over.
But yeah, man. So, yeah, man, you knocked them all out the park, man. 7 for 7 on that. So, hey. You know your stuff, bro.
Hey, I did decent. That first one had me a little bit because it's a few songs with them things like that.
Uh-oh.
Well, here we go. What that mean, Nick?
Oh, man.
What you doing there for? Had a little snow on the street. She helped me change that.
Yes, sir.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
You don't think you helped me change? Or you trying to? Why you ain't use Chaos verse to confuse them? You really think that would have been confusing? You think I don't know Chaos verse against my verse?
In the show, Mac.
What? I'm saying we don't rap the same.
I know, man.
So it wasn't
2008. Lord have mercy. In the show, man.
2000. It was you, man. 2009 when you.
So, look.
Trump just came out.
Really? I gotta go watch my boy, man.
He got the firefighting uniform. Yeah, look, dude.
And when I say my boy, that don't mean because I support him. I just think he's funny, man. Like, So he like an old uncle,
man.
That say whatever you want to say,
bro. But
anyway,
I can't say it on here. I don't really support him either, but the stuff he does, he do a lot of black stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's somebody said they was like, dog, they ain't even try to shoot Obama.
Man, they damn that man freed Kodak Black. And Lil Wayne.
Yeah. What's up here?
But yeah, man. I'm going to hold these people up, man. We're going to watch.
Yeah,
man. Go watch Trump. See what you're talking about tonight.
So listen, yeah, we'll be back. Like I said, next week. Like I said, we appreciate everybody rocking with us tonight. And also last week. Like I said, as we get back into the swing of things and try to bring you guys and girls some new and amazing content. So we got some stuff cooking up, waiting on some confirmations for people so we can announce that we're going to bring them on.
Back in the kitchen.
But yeah, so just keep sharing and liking, subscribing and following and all that good stuff.
Keep engaging on the page. Hey, drop them topics y'all want to talk about on the page. Because I really like this format. We ain't going to be interviewing people forever because people don't always have stuff to talk about. People not always updating their resumes. But we will be still interviewing people and highlighting businesses. So please make sure just engage on the Facebook page so that, you know, we can see what topics y'all really want to talk about, discuss. Obviously, news and stuff happens sometime fast and got to just catch it however, but we want to get into some deep topics. We want to talk about or educate people on stuff that they may not know about. We want to bring people on and talk about different professions, different salaries. I said that last week, and just, you know, provide some content that people can actually use instead of just getting on here and rambling.
Yeah. But yeah, man, speaking of businesses, like I mentioned early in the show. Tonight, we are sponsored by Kim and Coffee, 306 Main Street, San Antonio, Mississippi. Go get you some good coffee. She got sandwiches. She got refreshers and all that type of stuff. So if you ever down that way, stop by.
Good luck.
Kim and Coffee. And tell them Sticks and Stones sent you. But until next time, we're going to get out of here. And we'll see y'all next time. Matt.
Head off for the feds be on here.
Did they really play that when he was coming out?
Nah, you know how social media be. I almost put one of my songs behind that joint, but yeah, man. We'll catch y'all next week, man.
We're gonna get out of here. We'll see y'all next week.